This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and this is The Score. Usain Bolt may be the most electric athlete on the planet today. His two new world records at the just-finished World Track Championships in Berlin blow the mind. The 100 meters in 9.58 seconds, 200 meters in 19.19 seconds. Even his closest rivals admit they struggle to fathom the talent of this 6'5 Jamaican who makes sprinting like the wind look like a jog in the breeze. Bolt just may be even more an athletic genius than Tiger or Roger or Kobe. It's hard to compare when one athlete competes for a blink of an eye while others play over the course of 4 days on the fairways or 2 weeks at a tennis grand slam. But the glaring difference between Bolt and the few others who breathe the rarefied air of once-in-a-generation talent is that we don't get to see Bolt much. These brilliant sprint performances in Berlin were the first time most of us saw Bolt since a full year ago in Beijing. And now, unless you're going to go to extraordinary measures to web search European track meets, and I doubt you'll be making that effort given the American television ratings of the World Championships, about the same number of viewers as those tuning into the Little League World Series, the next time you'll watch Bolt flash down the straightaway will be 2 summers from now, the World Championships of 2011. What if we were witness to Tiger's golf prowess only once every 2 or so years? Bolt is thinking of adding the long jump to his repertoire just so that he has another event in which to strut his stuff. But the truth is, unless Usain Bolt considers trying the NFL, as other pure track and field sprinters have done, he will spend his entire career something of a tragic phantom figure. Oddly, the second runner who attracted worldwide attention in Berlin was South African 800-meter champion Caster Semenya, a woman suspected of, in fact, being a man. To those outside the sports world, gender identification would seem a clear demarcation. To sports insiders, it's not such a black-and-white line. Semenya's tests have revealed elevated levels of the male hormone testosterone, levels 3 times normal for a female system. But this athlete is not accused of taking steroids nor testosterone to produce those levels. She is suspected of naturally having enough of the secondary male sex characteristics, such as high testosterone, that render it unfair for her to compete against women. On a non-athletic personal level, this is not the first time in Semenya's life that her gender has been in question. Semenya herself says people have been pointing her toward the men's restroom for years. But once she set the world standard for the 800 meters this summer at a meet in Mauritius, her extremely deep voice and highly masculine physique were thrust into scrutiny on an athletic level. Now back in South Africa, she is undergoing extensive tests by geneticists, endocrinologists, and a full team of various medical experts. There are several states of what is referred to as intersex, and it will be fascinating, athletically, if Semenya is found to fall within the parameters of male and female. By the way, it does raise the eyebrow to learn that the head coach of the South African track team is none other than Dr. Eckhart Arbeit, the former East German coach embroiled in the 1970s doping machine, the systematic juicing of women athletes. One of Arbeit's athletes, Heidi Krieger, claims Arbeit jacked up her steroid regime so high that she was eventually forced to undergo sex change surgery and now lives as a man called Andreas Krieger. Dr. Arbeit claims he abandoned his involvement in performance drugs with the fall of the Berlin Wall in 89, but it's hard not to make the connection between his history and the current Semenya case. This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and that's The Score.